Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyade Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nittananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashadi Gopaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. It is all right. Mainly we should have a peaceful situation here. Hare Krishna, my dear devotees, my last words to you start like this. Turn to Krishna. This was the motto of this year's Govardhan retreat here on the holy name. And it is a very important message which I feel can be taken with you and applied in the best way it is possible in the certain circumstances which you face. I would like to tell you a story of one great devotee who turned to Krishna who had a wonderful, wonderful wrote a wonderful poem about it. It's the great blind poet of Braj, whose songs are sung everywhere, in every little temple, in every family, and so on. It's the poet Surdas. When his last day came, he requested his disciples to carry him to the bank of the river Jamuna. It is customary that those who give up their bodies in Vrindavan will ask that at the very last moment when they depart, the body is put on the earth of Vrindavan. And they lie there looking at the stars of Vrindavan if they die in the night, or the sun. And in this way they pass away they are guaranteed to come to Krishna. So Surdas was also brought to the Yamuna, but after his disciples had put him down, he rolled on his belly and he had his face facing the dust or the ground, the sand of Vrindavan. At that time, another great devotee passed by, and he saw Surdas lying in this unusual position with his face in the dust. And he asked, "Oh Surdas, if this is not a disturbance to you at this most crucial hour, please tell us why you are lying in this unusual way." Surdas did not answer. Then the other devotee said, "Surdas, if you do not wish to answer this question, then please give us your realization about the Lord." And at this, Surdas raised for his last time his voice. His hour was coming where he would leave the body. It was a very sacred and very special atmosphere for the dying man. But still, he composed on the spot a song which has become known as the last song of Surdas. And there he described the nature of Krishna. He just described one little part of Krishna's nature. And he said, "I will only sing about one tiny speck of Krishna's nature, and that nature is that Krishna is unlimitedly grateful. He is sitting in the hearts of everyone, and he knows everyone very intimately, and he is extremely grateful for every small service his devotee has ever done for him. And then Sudas continued. He said, my Lord is so merciful that he never ever sees the fault or mistakes of his devotees. Rather, when he sees that there is only one little good quality, he magnifies in his mind this quality and makes it as big as Mountain Meru. And although there may be an ocean of faults in his devotees, the Lord shrinks this ocean to merely a drop and does not consider it. He is very hesitant to accept the mistakes of his devotees. But he is obsessed, that word is there, he is obsessed, he is possessed with the desire to somehow show his mercy to the devotee. And if the devotee by some mistake has turned away from him, he is around him from the back, from the side, left side and the right side. And when the devotee sees his mistake and then turns to Krishna, then the Lord is extremely grateful and pleased with such a devotee. And then Suddhas said, saying, should I in my last hour be so ungrateful to turn my back towards the Lord? With this he had answered the question why he was facing the earth of Vrindavan, the sand of Vrindavan. Why he was not lying on his back, which would be turning the face, turning away from the Lord. See, great devotees see Vrindavan in a minimum of three ways. One is they see the visible Vrindavan and they fall in love with the flowers, the shams, with Giriraj, with Yamuna. Another way is they see Vrindavan as a transcendental, with a transcendental topography. In other words, they see through the eyes of the guides and the scriptures, oh, here Krishna did this, here Krishna lifted Govardhan, here is the meeting place with Radharani. They see a transcendental topography imposed on Vrindavan Dham. The third way devotees see Vrindavan is they see it as a manifestation of Krishna, non-different from Krishna. So in this way, Sudas saw Vrindavan Dham as identical with Krishna. And he said, should I in my last hour turn my back to Krishna? Of course not. So in this same way, I want to request you to take the motto home with you in your life. Spread it on Facebook. Spread it in your talks with your devotees. When you are asked, what have you learned in the Holy Name retreat? Say, well, the motto was turn to Krishna. And we did a lot of kirtan. We did a lot of hearing. And in this way, we turned to Krishna. These things, turning to Krishna by kirtan and by hearing, it's called Shravanam Kirtanam, you know very well, can be done in the West as well. You may not have the support of staying here in Vrindavan, but you have the support of your memories of Vrindavan Dham. And in this way, you're hearing about Krishna, and you're chanting Krishna's holy name as a means for you to turn to Krishna, will get some strength. Take away this slogan, turn to Krishna. Turn to Krishna. Three words. Anyone can remember three words. It gets difficult after five, but three. possible for everyone. Do this. Turn to Krishna actively, more actively when you return to the West. Bhujan Prabhu said, maybe I will talk a little bit more practical. I really think you should put some extra time for your... You should put... Not extra. You should... How to say it in English? Yes, you should find a protected time for your chanting. A protected time, protected from the intrusions of Western life. And you should also kindly read regularly in the Bhagavatam. That will be very, very good sign to daily turn to Krishna. Then when you come to the West, imbibe that mood of serving Vaishnavas. You can turn to Krishna always, but sometimes Krishna is a little invisible for us. Vaishnavas are very visible. They are very concrete. So turn to the service of the Vaishnavas. That will be another way you can easily find Krishna. Krishna comes in the association of bhaktas. There are many other ways, but I think you all read regularly and you can find them out. I want to also say what Bhujan Prabhu said in the end. Yes, the Govardhan Retreat Center is coming up, the buildings are coming up, and as usual, we knew that Giriraj will shower his mercy to us. He showers it, as far as the Govardhan Retreat Center is concerned, in a slow but steady way. always is happening, something is happening and developing. And please stay connected. There is a web page where you can see this, the progress regularly. It's called Govardhan Retreat Center. And there you can see the buildings and small little videos of the construction and so on. It's a real Krishna conscious adventure because we feel that Giriraj builds his own retreat center for all of us. It was an honor to be amongst you. It was a wonderful time, very enlivening, very deeply moving, and I want to say what Bhujan Prabhu said. Yeah, we like to talk. We both old men. This is our pleasure in life, to talk about Krishna consciousness. And but what would we do without all of you? We would talk to the walls and become depressed. So it's good that you are coming. Please come again and again. You have the blessing of a Brajbasi. And we will now turn to Giriraj for our final kirtan. Please look in his direction.